Yes, it's Ryder Cup week, and I'm talking vice captaincy. I'm joined by three-time major winner, six-time player of the Ryder Cup, young Harrington. Hello, Paddy, my lad.
Tweeter, how are you keeping? Great to be here. Great to be part of the Ryder Cup again.
Now, I must ask, you missed 2012, and you disappointed not to be on the team.
Well, I suppose, you know, bit disappointed, but, you know, frankly, I'm playing shite, and, you know, I don't think I'd even make the feckin' Solheim Cup team, you know?
Yes, indeed, Paddy. Now, as a vice-captain, what are your duties? What have you been doing over the last few days?
Well, I suppose, you know, first time doing it, it's been a bit alien, but, you know, I've been testing out the new the car we have, the Ryder Cup golf car, so, you know, it's quite nice. It's got a brake, it's got an accelerator, a steering wheel, and a nice little drinks holder as well, so that's quite nice. I've also been doing a bit of photo shoots in the new beautiful clothes we have. We got some beautiful plaid jackets with suede shoes, and you know, tartan trousers. I'm a big fan of tartan, I have to say.
Well, indeed you are. Now, in relation to advice to the players, vice captaincy, I suppose that's where you really are worth your weight in gold for the week. Would that be right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I did say in the team room the other night that, you know, I'd like to look at a few of the players' swings. Perhaps do a bit of, you know, tinkering about with them. You know, I was on the range then, you know, the following day, and I saw Henrik in the corner, and, you know, I don't think his takeaway is that good. So I did shout over to him, you know. I said, Henrik, I'll be over to you in a sec, going to have a look at your takeaway. Just turned to get a cup of tea, and then I looked again, he was gone. Him and the clubs, his caddy, they were gone. I haven't seen him since, not sure where he is. Same that guy, the French fella, Victor Dubs, and I said to him, I'll have a look at your swing, just at the range. He turned around, he says, je ne parle pas anglais. Now, that was it. So, you know, I've tried, but, you know, they don't want my advice, I suppose. That's, you know, that's their own lookout, I suppose, you know. But, you know, very happy.
Indeed. And now, has Captain McGinley given you any important special tasks this week only you will be doing and none of the other vice captains will be doing?
Oh yes, 2012, you know, it's widely remembered that Rory just about made his tee time the singles. You have 10 minutes to spare, he stepped it out, so I am now the vice captain alarm clock. So I've got a key card, just get into the room Friday, Saturday and Sunday, stand at the end of the bed and go ding 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 ding. Get feckin' out of the bed, Rory, you lazy shite. Get up. You've a golf game to play. Ding 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 dong 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 ding 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 ding. I haven't got, you know, the chimes exactly perfect just yet, but it goes along the lines of the ding and the dong. Definitely say the words in the middle, you know, and hopefully that works, and he gets his arse out of bed for the golf, you know.
Yes, indeed. And we wish you all the very best in your vice captaincy role, and best for the 3 days of the Ryder Cup. Betty, it's great to have you back, and we wish you all the very best.